Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy.
Brady Street Stadium in Davenport will now be known as Roger Craig Stadium in honor of the city's hometown football hero who won three Super Bowls with the San Francisco 49ers. The Davenport School Board voted unanimously last night to change the name. The 65-year-old was a star athlete in wrestling, track, and football at Davenport Central High School, who led the Blue Devils to a state championship in 1976. Craig is set to be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in August. The nonprofit ARC of the Quad Cities area has landed nearly $8 million from an Illinois agency to build two dozen housing units in Moline for residents with intellectual and developmental disabilities. WVIK's Brady Johnson reports.
A $7.5 million grant from the Illinois Housing Development Authority's Permanent Supportive Housing Development Program is covering most of the $9.2 million project called Heritage Homes in Moline. Chief Development and Strategy Officer for the ARC of the Quad Cities area, Sarah Wright, says the money adds to previous grant funding.
Another grant through the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity to help with the demolition of the site. So we are left with $1.3 million left to raise.
The organization hopes to commence demolition of the site on 53rd Street in September and is currently approaching donors to cover the remaining funding gap. I'm Brady Johnson, WVIK News.
A new report ranks Illinois 7th in the country for public education. WNIJ's Peter Medlin has more.
It was Illinois' highest ever education rank from the Kids Count data book, which is put out by the Anna E. Casey Foundation. Lakeisha Penix is with the YWCA Metro Chicago, which is partnering with the foundation in Illinois.
What I can say is the state takes early care and education and the education of the youngest amongst us as one of the highest priorities of the state.
The report looks at dozens of indicators, including high school graduation rates, standardized test scores, and chronic absences. Illinois earned particularly high marks in 8th grade math proficiency and preschool enrollment, but she says there are still significant challenges. Even though it was high, there was a drop in access to early care and education, which means fewer students ready for school. The state finished 20th in overall child well-being, a slight dip from last year. I'm Peter Mudlin.
Meanwhile, the latest Kids Count report has placed Iowa 10th in the nation for child well-being. Ann Disher is the executive director for Common Good Iowa. She says though the state is still ranked high, the report is concerning because Iowa's been declining across a number of indicators, especially in education.
We still are better than average on many indicators, but the trends are not promising. In some cases, it's that the nation as a whole made progress where we were static. Right. And in some cases, you know, we've seen declines.
The report finds nearly 3/4 of Iowa 8th graders are below proficiency levels in math. The same is true for Iowa 4th graders in reading. Quad Cities Museum is nearing the finish line for reopening at a new location in time for the Bix 7 in late July. WVIK's Jonathan Turner reports.
After 8 years in the basement of the Redstone Building and a full year of being closed, the relocated Bix Beiderbecke Museum is in its new home close by, 112 West 2nd Street, Davenport. Opening in 2017 in the lower level of today's Common Cord, the Bix Museum is the premier location in the Quad Cities to learn about legendary Davenport native Bix Beiderbecke. 1 year ago, the Bix Museum, which had experienced flooding at the old space, closed to begin the task of relocating to a new home. The museum, in process, opened this past weekend and is now open by appointment only before formally opening for the Bix 7 race weekend, July 24th. The new museum is about 700 square feet larger, and director Nate Kraft said that allows them to add more items to be displayed in its growing collection. It will also charge admission for the first time.
I think most people, when they first saw the museum, they're like, oh, that's cool. I won't need to come back because you guys won't add things to it. But now that we're adding things and we now have space to kind of change things up, you might not want to come in to see the whole museum, but we might have like a temporary exhibit that interests you or something.
For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
Central Iowa Water Works has issued a lawn watering ban for residents in the Des Moines area due to high nitrate levels in the rivers that supply the utility. Officials issued the Stage 3 water warning on Monday for the second time in 2 years. Tammy Madsen is the Regional Water Authority's executive director and says lawn watering consumes around 40% of the system's drinking water supply during the summer.
It's a very large portion, which is why asking for a reduction in lawn watering is the biggest single use that we can ask for a reduction of that can make the biggest impact the most quickly to make sure that we can continue to produce safe drinking water for our communities.
Central Iowa Water Works serves roughly 600,000 customers, or about one in every five Iowans.
And this is WVIK News.